1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
On this day, 21 years ago, our nation was attacked on our mainland like we had never been attacked before, and like we have not been attacked since. 9-1-1. If you were alive and old enough to remember that day, I'm sure you remember where you were when you heard what had happened with the World Trade Centers. You may even have watched the event live, as we did, in my house and also at my business, watching the Trade Centers being hit by those planes. And at that time, you may recall that churches were filled on weekdays with people crying out to God on behalf of this nation. And the NFL canceled football games the next Sunday. And Republicans and Democrat congressmen even joined hands and prayed and saying, God bless America. And we preached a sermon, actually, my dad and my brother and myself, the Sunday after 9-1-1, we preached a sermon. We were all supposed to preach just for a little bit, but we all went longer than really what we were allotted in our time because the need was so great and there was such a call to call this nation back to repentance. And on that day, I stated this. The Bible tells us in Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. The United States of America has enjoyed the greatest of God's blessing and protection over the years. The Lord has guarded our cities, and our country from attack, from within and without. Yet the Lord wasn't guarding our city, 9-1-1. And many will ask, why was he not guarding our city? I will say that it is because we as a nation have left his commandments. We as a nation have departed from the principles, the moral foundation that this nation was founded on. Many, even those in the church, have thought that America is so great that God couldn't possibly fulfill his purpose in this earth without America. The Israelites once thought that after 30 or 40, even 70 years of captivity for some of them, they realized that God can accomplish his purposes without his chosen people. And we're not even his chosen people. Now the church is, Christians are, but God hasn't come down and said, America is my chosen nation. Now, our forefathers did make a covenant with God. And that covenant does bring blessings when we obey God's commandments, and it brings cursings when we disobey his commandments. And we have disobeyed the commandments of God. And God promises in his word to judge any nation that violates his precepts. I warned about this in 1989 or 1990 when I preached a sermon in this church, warning that this nation was going to experience the judgment of God if we did not turn and repent. Sadly, we haven't turned until now. 9-1-1 was a wake-up call for America to turn back to God. It was a call for his church to fall on our faces and cry out on behalf of this nation. O God, may this nation once again serve you. May this nation once again honor you. May this nation once again fear your name and obey your commandments. May we once again have pastors and political leaders who would call this nation to repent before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. May we turn to God and serve him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, and all our being. And one of the things that we really sadly must recognize is that the church and America has really fallen asleep again. We really have, we don't see the church is filled on weekdays with people praying anymore. We don't see, it's rare that we see Christians even praying for America. We just assume that God will bless America, that God will touch America. In fact, if we sing God Bless America, we assume that God will bless America without realizing that God blesses those that obey his commandments. He blesses nations that obey his commandments. He curses those who disobey his commandments. He curses nations that disobey his commandments. And if you think that the righteous don't suffer when God is judging a nation, just look at Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were taken captive from the land of Israel, taken to serve a foreign king in a foreign land. Even though they were upright and would not even bow and would not compromise, and even were thrown, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego served God so hard that they were thrown into the fiery furnace and still kept their faith. Daniel served God so much and loved God so much that he was thrown into the lion's den for his faith in God. Yet they still, even though they were blessed in that foreign country, they were still serving in a foreign land. We need to turn back to God. We need to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face. We need to repent of our sins personally and also the sins of this nation corporately, because we live in this nation, and if God's judgment comes upon this nation, we will experience that judgment, even if we may also experience God's blessings and God's protection, we still will experience the judgment of God. In Psalm 127, we read a song of ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the city, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives sleep. He gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are an heritage of the Lord. From the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. And this passage is a key passage. It's one that we read after 9-1-1, and it's one that we need to realize and remind ourselves that it is only God that can protect us. We can't have, and we really in this nation do have the best armed forces of any nation in the world, not only in this time, but in all of time. We have the best training. Our men have the best training, and we have the best equipment. Yet, that is nothing without God, without the protection of God. If God lifts his hand of protection, the enemy will be able to strike us. And you might think, well, what do we need to repent of as a nation? So we're going to look at the sins of America, the sins that we see. And really, it's a we're going to look chronologically as we have repetitively departed from God's precepts. First, we replaced creation science, the idea that God created the heavens and the earth, and that each of us are then responsible to our Creator because we were created by Him and we are subject to His laws. We replace that idea with the idea that everything we see, all the intricacies of nature, the intricacies of our body, the intricacies of even the simplest cell in our body, that all happened by chance. In fact, this whole world was created out of nothing when an explosion happened and somehow matter came about, and then somehow life came about, and that life evolved over millions of years into various various types, and at some point became a fish, and then the fish started walking, and then became a monkey, and then the monkey started standing upright, and lo and behold, there was your grandfather. Now, if you believe that, you've got to have rocks in your head, I believe. It's really critical, and really even those who don't believe in God, real scientists are actually starting to doubt evolution because we have such intricacies, and the more we study and the more we learn about the intricacies of our body, the less likely it is that this all happened by chance. Yet we did that in 1962 in Engle versus Vitale. The U.S. Supreme Court removed prayer from the public schools. By the way, the public schools were started by the Puritans for the purpose of teaching children to learn how to read so that they could read the Bible, so that they could learn morals. And the Bible was the number one. The Bible and the New England Primer were the two number one and number two reading books in school at the time of the founding of this country. The New England Primer taught principles of biblical principles from it. And of course, the Bible, we know, teaches it is biblical principles. In 1963, in Abington versus Shipp, the court removed the Bible from education of children in public schools. In the 1960s, we had the sexual revolution in this country. And today, pornography is rampant, not just in print and on videotapes. When I was a kid, you had to get a hold of a magazine or a video. Today, you can just turn on your computer or even your smartphone. Kids can do this and go to a website and view pornography. We see lust happening, men lusting after women, women lusting after men, men lusting after men, women lusting after women. And we see continuously pushing for more and more indiscretion and more revealing clothing and more provocative nature of movies and shows on television. It's no coincidence that all of this sexual activity has produced children that are unplanned and unwanted by their parents and seen as an inconvenience, which is why, you know, we see abortion happening in our country. And in 1973, the Roe versus Wade decision and Doe versus Bolton that made it legal for abortion to happen. And thankfully, the Supreme Court did in the Dobbs decision overrule Roe v. Wade and sent it back to the states. But in our state of Florida, they're still killing babies. And in fact, in our state, we are becoming a haven state for abortion. And we are seeing more and more and more abortion as surrounding states have outlawed or severely restricted abortion. Women are coming into our state, to Pensacola, to Jacksonville, to Orlando, to Miami, to Fort Lauderdale, to other cities in this state. to have an abortion. And people are actually, women are actually coming to Florida for a vacation, an abortion vacation, where they come here and leave. They come here pregnant with a preborn child, a preborn baby girl or boy, and they leave with a dead baby, a boy or girl, at the abortion mill. Or maybe even they have a chemical abortion, and they actually give birth to a dead baby and watch this dead baby come out of their body and into the toilet. Now, this is what we have happening in this nation. We have shed the blood of over 66 million preborn children. In 1980, in Stone versus Graham, the U.S. Supreme Court removed the Ten Commandments. The Supreme Court, by the way, has the Ten Commandments on its doors and above where they sit, yet they removed the Ten Commandments from schools because they said they didn't want children actually may look at the Ten Commandments and actually obey them and apply them to their lives. Wouldn't it be terrible if kids didn't kill other kids? If kids respected authority, if kids didn't steal, if we didn't have kids fornicating, wouldn't that be terrible? Obviously, I'm being facetious there. It would be awesome if the kids would look at the Ten Commandments and follow them and obey them. In 2003, in Lawrence versus Texas, the Supreme Court expanded the right to privacy that they actually created through several cases leading up to Roe versus Wade. And they expanded that right to include homosexuality. And then in the Massachusetts Supreme Court in Goodrich versus the Department of Public Health, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that their marriage laws that define marriages between one man and one woman were unconstitutional, and ordered the legislature to a special session to amend the statutes to allow homosexual marriage. Well, the legislature met, but couldn't come to an agreement, so they disbanded. And then Governor Romney, who the Republicans told us was our savior, was the one that was going to uphold righteousness and justice. He actually, through an executive order, declared that men could marry men and women could marry women. And we do know that the U.S. Supreme Court has also ruled that marriage, homosexual marriage, is legal, and actually struck down constitutional amendments passed, including in the state of Hawaii, in the state of California, that define, in the state of Florida, that define marriages between one man and one woman. We have seen just lunacy where boys are being allowed to go into girls' bathrooms. And even under the Obama administration, we saw the Obama administration ordering schools and prohibiting schools from prohibiting this type of activity. We see boys going on to girls' athletic teams and actually being able to go into the locker room with girls and be able to go into the showers with girls. This is just crazy what is happening. We've seen actually Planned Parenthood, the leading provider of abortion in our country, actually still continuing to be funded by taxpayer dollars through the U.S. Congress and Senate. And we also see in the state of Florida, because the state of Florida, the legislatures, was not willing to fully defund Planned Parenthood. We do see that in the cases of rape and incest and life of the mother, that Planned Parenthood is still being funded with your tax dollars in the state of Florida. We know that even after the Dobbs case, we know that President Biden and his administration have said that the VA will perform abortions even in states where abortion is illegal. We have seen a breakdown of families in our nation. We have actually served God in name, but really worshiped money. And we have taken the name of the Lord in vain. I mean, this is common even among Christians. One of the most common acronyms that you'll see, or hashtags that you'll see on social media posts, even among Christians, is OMG, which stands for Oh My God. Yet, when you say OMG or Oh My God, when you're not talking about God, you're not talking to God, you're not pleading with God for something, you are taking His name in vain and violating the Ten Commandments. And this is something that never should happen. Christians should not be involved in this, and our nation should not be involved in this. We see that children and especially teenagers not honoring their father and their mother, also not honoring the Sabbath. We see actually a huge increase in lawlessness in our country that has actually resulted in fact, even not even enforcing laws. And we see, as a result of that, we have actually seen an increase in violent crimes, including murder. And we have seen increases in stealing where, you know, in certain places in California, if you can go into a store and steal, if as long as it's less than $950, they won't even arrest you, much less prosecute you. And in New York, stealing has become so bad that one store actually put spam in an enclosed plastic case that makes it difficult for the person that's buying it to open. It's designed to be opened at their register. And so we see actually lying and bearing false witness, even at the levels, the highest levels of government, and even in the FBI and some of the intelligence community, purposely lying to deceive people and to actually influence elections. We need to turn back to God. And in the church, we're not righteous either. In the church, we've removed God's word and the law from churches. There are churches that support abortion. There are churches that support promiscuity. In fact, when our school board was arguing and deciding and debating whether we would actually have a curriculum, sex education curriculum, that would promote promiscuity, and one of our school board members, who happens to go to a church and leads youth at a church, said that she would be a hypocrite if she didn't vote for a curriculum that promotes condom usage and promiscuity among teenagers, because she said that she teaches this in her own church to the youth of her church. How crazy is that? We have seen also homosexuality and homosexual marriages being not only tolerated, but endorsed, and even some pastors, quote unquote pastors, performing homosexual marriage. And why does this happen? It happens really because we don't have a biblical worldview, because even Christians don't have a biblical worldview. The majority, only 9% of all adult Christians, have a biblical worldview. This means, and this is according to the Barna Institute, this means that less than 1 in 10 Christians age 18 or older believe that absolute truth exists, believes that such truth is contained in the Bible, and possesses a handful of core beliefs that reflect such truth. Those beliefs include a certainty that the Bible is accurate in its teaching. Jesus lived a sinless life on earth. Satan is real, not symbolic. All believers are responsible for sharing their faith, their faith in Christ with others. The only means to salvation is through grace, God's grace. And God is the all-knowing and all-powerful creator of the universe, who still rules it today. The other 91% of born-again adults possess a patchwork of theological views and rarely rely on their perspectives to inform their daily decisions. Although the typical believer contends that the Bible is accurate in what it teaches, he or she spends less time reading the Bible in a year than watching television, listening to music, reading other books and publications, or conversing about personal hobbies and leisure interest. And when we look even at mainline denominations, only 2% have a biblical worldview. And when we look at Roman Catholics, only 0.5% have a biblical worldview. Now, we need to turn back to God in this nation, and we need to turn back to God in the church. There is no reason that we should, that we as this nation, a nation that was founded by people who risked their lives to come here to establish a nation where we could worship God in freedom and believed very wholeheartedly that our nation and our cities and our communities and our states would be blessed if we obeyed God and cursed if we disobeyed God. And yet we have come to this place today where most people don't even think about God in making their decisions, even most Christians. This is a shame. We need to cry out to God. We need to repent of our sins, turn from our wicked ways. And the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." We need to do this. We need to humble ourselves. We need to pray. We need to ask God to forgive us for our sins. If you've been involved in any of the sins that we have talked about, you need to cry out to God and ask God to forgive you of your sins. But even if you haven't, we need to pray and cry out to God on behalf of this nation, because this nation has violated God's commandments. We need to cry out to him and ask him to forgive us of our sins. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.